Linoleum and tile. Cash and carry always available.
No score. Our first intermission here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Rink. Great crowd here on Kids Day. Matinee affair for the Huskies and the Bowling Green. Great opportunities for both teams, especially the Huskies towards the end there, but not able to tally one yet. And we'll go into the second period scoreless, 5-on-5. Mark Albarn joins us from Copper Country Old Timers here in our first intermission. Mark, nice to have you on the broadcast. Welcome to the Bob Olson Media Center.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. I've never been up here. This is a nice view from up here. I see how you like it.
Yeah, well, nice to have you. Well, the reason we have Mark on here tonight, Copper Country Old Timers, every year rents one of the suites here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena for one of the games, and this is the weekend. And what a great night to have the suites for the old timers too, because it's the matinee game and it changes things up a little bit instead of the same old routine, hey?
Yes, very much so. And everybody's so excited after last night's win. It's just, the excitement is just even better here for tonight.
Well, Copper Country Old Timers League every year, and then of course they are the main engine behind the Copper Country Old Timers Tournament that takes place in March every year. One of the biggest old timers tournaments in the nation, and a lot of people, I think, don't realize what is done with some of the profits that are made at these events, and you guys give it all back to the community pretty much.
Yes, we do. We like to help out the specifically the outdoor rinks. They're one of our favorite charities. We typically give our gate on Sunday to any one of those groups. In the past few years, we've used we've helped out Lauren Grove and West Houghton, the Kenner Dome, Alton Oscar, Dodgeville, and Dollar Bay rinks, and just last year it was the Coburn Town rink up on the Quincy Hill.
You know, it's funny you mentioned some of these rinks, and I bet you some people listening out there, are probably thinking, wow, that rink is still around, that's great, you know,
yeah,
because a lot of people forget about that, and there are a lot of outdoor rinks in our area.
That's right, and it's a lot of the kids spend a lot of time out there every night, and so we like to help them out. That Coburn rink, I think they needed a new warming shack. So we'll be searching for a suitable rink to help out with this year's tournament as we move forward with our planning.
So what else is going on with Copper Country Old Timers?
Well, our latest undertaking is results from our partnership with River Valley Bank and how they help us with our tournament. And with their support, we are establishing a college scholarship through the Keweenaw Community Foundation. We just about have all the details worked out, and that will be announced here shortly, probably in conjunction with our tournament. And we're going to award a $500 scholarship to a local high school player this upcoming season. For the graduating class of 2015, there'll be a $500 scholarship awarded.
Oh, that's great.
And we're starting this endowment, and as we build it, then it'll be self-funding for indefinitely.
Well, the Keweenaw Foundation does such a great job at so many avenues around our local area, don't they?
Yes, that's right. They will help us administer this. We'll set it up financially. We've been working on saving money for a couple of years because it takes a little bit to get started with our endowment.
Mark Albarn from Copper Country Old Timers is here, and your son is a part of the staff for Michigan Tech.
That's
hockey.
Right. Yes, he is. He likes to help out. We get a little insight from him that I might not otherwise have, but he's been doing that for a few years now, and he really enjoys it.
Well, Mark, you're a big Huskies hockey fan. You guys have had your season tickets for a long time over there. What are your thoughts on the season in general, and what's going on tonight?
Well, it is so exciting because this game tonight looks a lot like the games we saw against Michigan, and there was so much excitement with that, and I'm so happy that it's this good again. I came up here in the fall of 1975, and we were defending national champions then, and I've been after them ever since, and it's great to see them back in the prominence of the national light.
No doubt about it. Mark Albarn with us from Copper Country Old Timers. All right, we're looking over now. And is that the old-timers suite right there, Mark,
yes,
in the dark?
Right.
There they are.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are having
a great time
over there. Yep.
We were joking that we were going to have to put armband colors on each of them so everybody knows what side of the bridge they're supposed to be on at 9 o'clock.
Bridge is closing tonight, and yes, that is the reason for the early game here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. And I guess the question is, who has the early game tomorrow and who does not have the early game tomorrow? I have the early game tomorrow. Mark, where are you?
I'm late game.
All right, late game tomorrow. So, all right, well, Mark, anything else we need to talk about? I'll put you on the spot here. The dates of the tournament, March?
March 15th. That weekend, I can't remember which particular day that is. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday as normal. Some games will get started on Thursday. We're going to have 32 at least and maybe 34 teams this year. And it's our 32nd year.
And again, these teams, for people who do not know, come from all over the region.
That's right. We've got downstate, many teams from downstate, many from Wisconsin, many from Minnesota. We have a waiting list. We have people that are calling, trying to figure out how we can get in, or they can get into our tournament. But we're limited on the number of the ice sheets.
Right. We use two sheets. Well, we actually use three of them at times, too.
Well, and we're going to use the Calumet Coliseum this year for a couple of games. We have used the Tech Arena before, but hey, we can't count on that anymore because there's going to be home playoffs that weekend. that'll be even more exciting for the whole community.
It's a great economic shot in the arm too for the area when all these teams come up and spend 4 days up here.
Yes, and it helps us do what we like to do, and that's give back.
Now, Mark, we can't thank you enough for taking some time. Have fun tonight with the rest of the old timers or in your seats, and hopefully the Huskies can pull out another win tonight.
Okay, looking forward. Thanks,
all right,
Dirk.
Mark Alborn from Copper Country Old Timers joining us here on our first intermission. No score, and we're about 3 minutes away from the second. You're tuned to Huskies Hockey on Mix 93.